Hello, yes, it's Francesca Ionesco. How can I help?
Hi, do I speak to Francesca, please?
Yeah, that's me. You okay?
Francesca, it's Louise McKenna. Do you know what, Francesca? I'm so fucking glad you fucking picked up the fucking phone and me to say, I went to my GP. I'm sorry for swearing. Right, I went to my GP this morning.
Yeah.
Right, I'm seeing my community nurse tomorrow morning. Right, I spoke to, now you gave us the numbers, Francesca.
Yeah.
I spoke to someone at Samaritan,
yeah.
Right? Like, and I was trying to tell the lady, like, everything, she's going there. Oh, so you've only done your application today. Oh, look, you've got a lot to do with. This was on Friday night, so it was just after midnight. No, and I was like, no, I didn't only do it today. I was like, okay, I'm not a person that, like reaches out for help, but... Francesca, the solicitors at the appealment for me, I've done it on Wednesday. She told me to phone use if I need any help. No, I went to my GP, someone who knows me this morning, Francesca. I've hardly slept. And see, my husband's sleeping. I've, like, obviously slept in the couch. My friend, my family friend, David, he's
sleeping
at the moment because of the way I'm on. He keeps waking him up and saying that, like, obviously I'm waking up and, like, hysterics crying and that. And, like, he says, like, I'm, like, as if I'm, like, trying to punch somebody in my sleep.
So, who did you reach out to?
I phoned Samaritans.
Yeah. And what did they say?
Like, the woman was pure, like, heavy, because, yes, I know the volunteers, heavy, helpless, going, obviously, you only completed it the today, and I was like, no, I completed it on Wednesday. I was like, Francesca's gave me this number, like, and she, I really can't hear you, but what is it I can do for you? And I was like, well, listen, I was like, music and God, keep me calm, I've been a self-harmer, if I've been mine. I was like, I'm asking you just to talk to me, you know, like, it's
that
bringing
help,
everything.
Yeah.
And she's gone, she's gone, you've got a lot to deal with. I've got a lot still to deal with. I was only like somebody on the other side of the phone, like, see if it was any other day of the week. Like, see my tuning nurse, she usually picks up the phone and they bought her.
Yeah.
No, like, obviously I told you, and like I do. Yeah, went to bed anyway, I'm, like, went to bed a lot more.
Okay, so have you reached out to your GP?
Yeah, I've been to my GP this morning.
So did they give you any help? Did you want to speak to them or anything?
I saw my GP this morning.
Yeah.
I forgot to say, my GP said that she understands, like, and obviously it's brought back a lot, I said, but see, being in recovery, I keep, before this even happened, I said, like, I keep saying to my community nurse, like, I'm reliving my childhood.
Yeah.
As obviously, with my stepdad abused me, getting took after my mum, I said, like, you know, I've got a daughter that's adopted. As I, like, this was so short that took me off my mum, and I was placed in foster care where that happened. And then obviously, of course, I sold fucking doubts at the ashtray. Said that, like, obviously, I ran, when I got out of the back door, I ran away from there, and that's when I was placed in Newfield. No, and she's like, not Louise, I can totally understand why you're upset now, Connie, because I've got a. Like, I had an infection in my lungs, it's not cleared up. She said, Connie, please go and get antibiotics and steroids and go home and try and get asleep.
So you say you've got an infection at the moment?
I've got an infection in my lungs. No, and, like, at the weekend it's got worse. I was on antibiotics a couple of weeks ago, but at the weekend it's got a lot worse. Where, see, when I'm coughing, I'm struggling to get a breath.
Yeah, so when you spoke to the GP this morning, did they offer you any help for it or no?
Like, what do you mean, any help? Like, they gave me antibiotics. Antibiotics and steroids, So,
have you started taking them?
What?
Have you started taking them yet?
No, because like you understand, I don't go and get murder medication until tomorrow. I'm actually not allowed in any of the chemists and then through.
Yeah. That's good. Just take it easy, and obviously when you get them tomorrow, then take them when you're ready.
Yeah, I will. We shall take them tomorrow morning, and I will get a sleep then when my family friend David comes in. That's when I think we kind of get a nap, when David awake. That's when I see me get a nap. My sleeping pattern's been messed up for a long time, obviously, I told you. I'm still getting assessed where they're still going to put up my antipsychotics. Every 8 weeks. Obviously, I'm on olanzapine, 10 milligram in the morning and a 10 milligram at night. But I'm on sertraline, and they're wanting to keep up on the sertraline so they kind of get me stable where I'm not getting worked up, I'm not getting emotional or that, I can try and talk where I'm not popping myself and stuff.
So are they not helping you? No.
No, they need to get up again. Psychiatrist knows this.
Yeah. So when are they going up again, did you say?
That was doing up about 4 weeks ago. I see my community nurse tomorrow morning. You know how the woman's name I put down in the forum?
Yeah, I've got that one down,
Her mobile number at the time, but it was because I was on the phone and you saw how hard this has been. We're trying to get that forum through. You saw how hard that was.
I've got the number through. I've got that also.
That's how I sent your mobile number after we had signed the forums. I see her tomorrow, so I'll ask her tomorrow. So obviously I'm going to obviously tell her I've went and done it, because I spoke to her about this before I'd done it, and she said to me, Louise, just remember, I know people that's got it. She said that she knew a woman with a job, a dog, and a boyfriend, and a garment. The woman ended up in the town giving out the money to people for nothing, because she thought it was dirty money. And I was like, no, I see your point. And I was like,
yeah.
I was my stepfather abused me, and I was took off my law, so I'm meant to feel safe. I mean, when I told Louise and explained it, I was like, Louise, obviously Alicia's been adopted. Is my daughter really safe? No, what happened to me? No, and she's like, no, I'm just telling you, what has happened, the other people she knows, but I'm going to tell her tomorrow. No, I've done it, man. I keep saying to my family friend, David, am I doing the right thing? Sleeping or not, and he's like, Louise, you're a strong person, and you're doing the right thing, you are,
Is it, obviously, your concerns about your daughter's safety, is there anyone that can get in contact with where she is to check on her safety?
No, my daughter was adopted when she was, the final adoption, she was just on 7.
Yeah, you said she's nearly 18 now, isn't she?
Aye, she'll be 18 on Christmas Eve, aye.
Yeah.
Right.
Hopefully then you'll be able to reach out to her.
Aye, listen, she's, I don't, obviously I wrote, it's a Christian helped me, write the letter to Alicia that she got when she was 12, and the adoptive parents, I thank them for looking after Alicia, they wrote me one back saying that they had to keep putting Alicia in her room, because they were trying to teach her, I'm her tummy mummy, and they're her new mummy. And daddy, which kept rebelling against it. But I understand, Chief Alicia, and that they were going to get her a pony, and they were taking her to Lapland for her birthday. They were going to say, if she doesn't come with me, I understand. Do you know what I mean?
It sounds like they are treating her well, though, so I don't think her safety is something I think she should be okay.
No, I know, but it just makes you wonder, doesn't it?
No, I know. It's very difficult, because if you went through it, then you can only assume the worst, can't you? But by the sounds of it, with the communication they've had with you and stuff, it sounds like she's doing okay.
Aye, which I said to you, I was to put that back door for stealing fucking fag tips at an ashtray. No,
Yeah.
Newfield given me, like as long as my mass thing, seeing as I was allowed to smoke, I was allowed to smoke. No.
Yeah.
Aye, I know this is going to take a lot, but I was talking to Gavin and I said, he's getting abused, not if my set film, no, I'm doing this, Francesca. No. And did you get the details I sent you?
Yeah, they all came through. So our WhatsApp went down the other day. So I sent you that message, didn't I? And I sent you it on WhatsApp. But unfortunately, I can't reply to anything on WhatsApp at the moment. So whatever you sent last week, I've seen. But if you sent anything today, so if you need me, you'll have to send us an email or call. Is that okay?
Yeah,
Yeah.
could I send you a text? No.
So I can send you a text message, but the number we can't get any replies back. And
Sorry.
because our WhatsApp's down, I can't use that at the moment. So it would just have to be on email or phone. So did you say you're
Yeah.
able to access your emails or no?
Well, then no, because I'll just give you a phone if that's okay,
Yeah,
Francesca.
of course, of course. Yeah, no, that's okay.
If I
That's
can't
okay.
get you, I'll just leave a message.
Yeah, no, that's okay. Yeah, if you ever can't get a hold of me, just leave a message and I'll give you a call back, okay?
Okay, right,
Yeah.
that's good, Francesca. And I'll let you know tomorrow afternoon, when my antipsychotics are getting put up again,
Yeah.
okay?
Yeah,
Right.
perfect. Just try and t take it easy now today, and then tomorrow morning have a conversation with her and see what she can do to help, okay?
Okay, right, thank you, Francesca,
That's
okay?
okay.
Well,
That's
thank
okay.
you, right, I'll speak to you tomorrow, right?
Look after
Right, bye,
yourself,
bye, bye.
okay?
Thank
Bye.
you, bye.